Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Ross was like 7th grade, maybe? Like maybe someone would have a drink, but mostly it was like
in 7th grade? Like, no wonder you became an alcoholic.
But no, but I think parents weren't as like helicoptery in the 90s.
I mean, you probably, when did you smoke your first cigarette?
Well, I don't smoke. My dad gave me a cigarette when I was 3.
All right, welcome to the bracket episode 162. Today we are debating what the best first is, submitted by one of our users. I believe it was Cohen's Photo. I don't know if he's an agency or a guy, but thank you for that. So it's best firsts. It can be first experience of something, first, it can be bigger or smaller, first lifetime, first micro experience. I don't know how to explain it without giving away options, but you'll get what I mean as we move along. But it should be an exciting one. Anus Boy's back from Super Bowl week. That seemed like a fucking fun ass time.
Yeah, it was great.
I had a blast.
Oh,
hello, Mook.
Mookie.
Will you be joining us?
Mook!
I gotta sit behind the desk for a
little bit. Go for it. Yeah. Tell Mook is more than welcome to join.
World champion Mook cameo.
Damn right. You guys got to do a really cool skit with Gruden, too. Make sure to check that out.
That's fun.
Both skits were great. The Gruden one was insane.
Yeah, that was nuts. He was natural.
Before we get to this episode, let's talk about Rocket Money. You sign up for something, forgot about it after the trial period ends, and then you're charged month after month after month. Rocket Money is the perfect finance app that helps you find and cancel those subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. They will even help lower your bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate, and they'll deal with customer service that you don't have to, which is amazing. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/bracket today. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket. rocketmoney.com/bracket. Shout out to our boys over at Rocket Money. That there was a double sentence in that ad read that really threw me for a loop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're reading something and if like there's even the slightest error in the read, then it gets stuck in your craw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so first, best firsts. Best first.
Did anybody else have fun thinking of theirs? It was just a nice little reminisce sesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was entertaining because some of them are childhood. Some of them are younger things, which obviously we're more, have a tendency to do more of. But then a lot of them are stuff where it's more recent.
Well, yeah, most of your firsts are when you're younger.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It lends to be that way. But yeah.
For sure.
I'm still excited for a world of firsts. I think I still have thousands of firsts left.
We got a lot of firsts left. And the first matchup we have is the number 2 or 12 seed versus the number 5 seed. The 12 seed is swearing, so the first time that you can like freely swear without ramifications as a child, which I think we talked about once. You guys were in a swear club.
I was in a fuck club.
Fuck club. Sorry,
I was not actually in it. It was in 7th and 8th grade. It was led by Logan Seidler. Joseph Neidert was in it.
I wasn't even close to this club.
You had to say fuck to get in it, and I was too afraid because like Catholic school, I thought it was straight to hell if I said it, and so I never did. I was out of the fuck club, but I wanted to be in it.
Rudy,
I tried to sneak in with a frick.
A fuck club.
What'd you say?
Are you currently in a fuck club?
I feel like that could be possible. No, been offered.
You've been to a high end event, haven't you?
A high end event?
I thought like a classy orgy.
Oh, I was invited to one and I declined. Mostly because I couldn't vet the clientele or the roster.
Mm-hmm. You need to know that.
You wanted to be like LeSean McCoy.
You need to know who's going to be there.
Right. And I didn't really I didn't want to walk in like and it was like a DMV where, you know,
it's wait in line,
wait
take
in
a
line,
number.
Take a number and don't know anyone there. So yeah, no, not in one, but you know.
Probably better than not knowing anyone in there, though, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to have, like, a bunch of your friends in there.
No, but he's saying he doesn't want to, like, you show up and there's a bunch of Donnas there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it's Chris Christie lookalike night. Like, that would
suck at the orgy.
The sex clubs always have Chris Christie lookalike.
Yeah. Every time, I think someone made a very viral TikTok about that recently, where it's like, why does every person in, like, a open relationship look like that?
Why do people in open relationships always look like that?
No, because what do you mean by that?
And like, it's like there is a very specific look to everybody. That's
there were
like
people
one of those polyamorous.
There were people trying to own that tweet. Like, I'm in one. Here's me, and they looked exactly like that.
So gross.
It was so bad.
Everyone was worse than the last. It was incredible.
There's something about growing up watching Invader Zim, and it's like in your head, you're like, I'm going to have a bunch of partners.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. The oh man,
hold on.
Yeah, we're good.
We're back. Okay. We're back.
Yeah, it's the Invader Zim to polyamory pipeline is fast.
Cartoon Network in general, I feel like, just kind of lent to that. There's a lot of Cartoon Network polyamorous couples. Yeah. Not a lot of Nickelodeon. They're
Invader Zim, I think, was Nickelodeon, dude.
No, was it?
Yeah, that was 100% Nickelodeon.
Damn, I thought for sure that was.
Does feel very like those people are sick. Or what?
Like Billy and Mandy.
Billy and Mandy. Yeah, Billy and Mandy.
So there's a cartoon where people had multiple. I don't understand.
No. It was just like fans of that show always ended up being like a weird polyamorous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the Mork and Mindy kids of your days, I guess.
Mork and Mindy, no.
I mean, you guys had an experience with somebody who has multiple partners, thousands, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Phil did. And Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Blue.
Tommy Blue. Mm-hmm. Legend.
Tommy's sketch was fantastic.
Really a nice girl. What do you mean sketch? Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
My fault.
81. Like, that's exactly
I convinced a few people after that I actually had sex with Bonnie Blue. Like, they were like, I was like, yeah, like, they didn't record it, but like, we just did it in the green room. And like, and they were like, they were really buying it. And I said, hell yeah, they think I could fuck Bonnie Blue.
That's a hard sell. She doesn't really do that. You're right.
Nobody else can do that.
She had us in a she's like smart with it too. She like kind of had us in a pretzel sometimes. Like she'd like I had her sign the cum rag thing.
That's right.
And she's like, I was talking to her. She's like, her boyfriend, who's the handler?
Oh no.
That was her boyfriend?
No, I don't think it's her boyfriend.
Her handler, whatever, is like, yeah, you...
It simply cannot be her boyfriend.
I assume. I have no idea. But he was British. And he's like, you want her to, like, get some sort of, like, secretions or something on it?
He asked for secretions?
And I was like, no. I was like, no, like, I want to keep it pure and clean. And she's like, what, I'm not pure? And I was like,
oh.
And I was just like, she's smart. She gets it. So... Anyway, swearing is the first option for this, and that's going up against number 5 seed. Your first, like, party. Mm-hmm. So the first time you get to go to, like, a real, not like a, you know, you're going to a bowling kid party, whatever that is, as full-on, actual, real, more adult party, drinking, all that stuff, whatever. So swearing versus your first party. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
Yeah, I got to go party here. Swearing was fun. I remember, like, being, like, in third or fourth grade, like, all my buddies in the block, we'd all swear and think we were adults and tough. But the first party was, like, a lot of fun with, I don't know, that was like more fun, more memorable to me than the first swear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, for me, it's clearly party.
Clearly party, Tommy.
Party is a stretch here, but it was in my friend Nick's basement. And there were like 6 of us in, I don't know, 10th or 11th grade. And we like, I was like very nervous. So I was like taking a few sips of vodka and then washing it away with Gatorade. And then everyone left and it was just me and Nick, who's like my best friend. So we were like, that was awesome. Like, we were just drinking. Like, that was sick. And his mom was at the top of the stairs and heard the entire conversation. And so, like, she called my mom the next day. And they were like, you know, I don't want us to get in trouble. But I remember me and my parents were at Raymore and Flanagan. They didn't really care. But I was like, yeah, you know, I had a few sips. But I didn't know it was alcohol. First curse. So I used to always test with my dad. I'd be like, is this a curse word? And they were often not curse words. And one time I said, is fuck a curse word? And it is. And that was a thrill. So when I got that, yes, that's a bad one, I'm going to go with first curse.
Oh, you're going to go with first curse?
Yeah.
So one for the party, one for the curse. Meek?
I'll say curse just because the thrill of the first time you're able to say fuck in front of your parents is...
I think that's different though, right? Like,
this is
but it's a swear. Like,
I know, but like...
Swear.
My first curse was my friends.
Yeah, my first group of my friends. Yeah. My parents probably didn't do that until I was like an adult.
Oh, really? That's what like we're talking about here? I thought it was like I was in fifth grade the first time I said fuck.
That's what I mean.
It's like
do you curse?
You said
parents?
Fuck in front of your parents?
Oh, you said when you were in fifth grade, you did?
Yeah.
I still don't really curse in front of my parents. I feel weird.
Mm. I do.
I do.
I do now.
I very rarely.
Mm-hmm. It's like, only when they piss me off.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like,
I say you and I were fucking equals now.
With friends, you do that like in school every day.
Every day, dude. No, you weren't.
Fifth grade, you were saying,
not no, you weren't.
Prove it.
Your potty mouth, Phil.
Well, I'm still going swearing.
And it is funny when kids curse. It's fucking.
Oh, that's very funny.
When a very young kid like a 5-year-old throws one out, it's very funny. Very funny. Nick.
The first curses are awkward because, like, I'm shoehorning fuck in where I shouldn't be. I don't know where to place it. Like, oh, this sandwich tastes like fuck. Like, you know it's in your head. It's cool to say, and you want to just force it into everything. The first party, I didn't drink in high school at all. Not a drop. I went to college. I went to a house party, and I had my first beer from a keg. There was, like, a DJ, and, like, you're sipping, and you get, like, you know, you start getting warm, and it was like, holy shit, I'm, like, in a movie. But then it was me and my boy Cleveland at this party. He went upstairs.
I love Cleveland drop.
He went upstairs and he clogged the fucking toilet to the point of overflowing. Oh, we had to run out. But being like okay, I'm partying. I'm a college kid and I'm partying was the best feeling. I gotta call Cleveland.
If you had to figure out who clogged the toilet, I don't care what Cleveland looks like. He's the first. My finger's going straight at Cleveland.
Cleveland looks just like the singer Lloyd. I've said that before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. KB.
I had a Lloyd album once.
Yeah, there's a learning curve to your first cuss words. Like, it doesn't feel natural. It's like trying to hit the Dougie at prom. And I just, the fuck doesn't come out right. But the first party, first party drunk, that's a top thrill. So I'll go with that.
Are you guys kind of like when we were in like junior high and you'd like spin the bottle? Is that a first party?
I never did any of that.
Oh, no, that'd be the worst.
Is that like an old person? Like, did young people?
I think it was like a 90s thing.
I think it's like, it depends. But yeah, it's usually like the first time drink. There's a difference between like the first time drinking and the first time at a party, I guess.
Because party sober, I've done that, like my first parties, and that was horrible.
Like, no adults around, you just your peers, party, loud music.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, I guess. But for us, it was like seventh grade, maybe. Like, maybe someone would have a drink, but mostly it was like
in seventh grade?
Yeah, 78th grade.
Holy
shit.
Yeah. Wow. No wonder you became an alcoholic.
But I think parents weren't as like helicoptery
I mean, you probably, when did you smoke your first cigarette?
Well, I don't smoke. My dad gave me a cigarette when I was 3. He was smoking because he smoked. And I go, I said, I want to try it. And he goes, do you really? I said, yeah. And he said, all right. And it soured me up cigarettes forever. He goes, exactly. It's like shit, right?
You heard that, parents?
I smoke cigars, but I don't smoke cigarettes.
It might be a good cigars that much, actually.
Yeah, it was.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was an episode of King of the Hill, right? Like, he catches Bobby smoking cigarettes, so he's like, all right, you're going to smoke a whole carton.
Oh, no.
And Hank ends up getting addicted to cigarettes.
I just had one in my dad's pickup truck, and I was like, I'm good.
What if you were just a 3-year-old, you really liked it? You're like, yeah, this is smooth.
Yeah. I'm bumming smokes on my dad in kindergarten.
He does a perfect French inhale.
Oh, not bad.
Rudy.
My first curse word I've been told was that I overheard my dad say fuck one time, and my mom found me in my room just walking in circles saying fuck. Obviously don't remember that, don't understand the circle aspect of it. But after that, I did get into cursing at like 6th grade, and then like Nick said, I overused it crazy, and then I had sort of like a moment of reflection. I was like, this is so wrong. So I went cold turkey, so I don't really have a good history with cursing. The first party, I guess, like I qualified as like the first time drinking. It was with my friends in a parking lot of a hookah lounge, which sounds on paper as something terrible, but let me tell you right now, that's
a milestone moment.
Nearest to euphoria I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And then any of the like real parties that shortly after that, it's just such a fun, it felt like a cornerstone event where it's like, I am entering the cool phase.
Yes. When you first start drinking, I loved like pretending to be hungover.
Yes.
Like, oh, shut up.
It was still mostly crazy. Placebo. Like, oh, we would have a couple sips of liquor and then be like, I gotta like call my ex.
Yeah. I'm going through stuff. I'm listening to Kid Cudi. You don't get it.
Oh, Kid Cudi's humming in my ears.
I'm complex. So yeah, partying.
Partying. That means partying is going to skate by with by a vote. So partying's a move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the number 13 seed. The number 4 seed is getting your first big paycheck. So your first like adult
still
paycheck.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Your first like adult, not like minimum wage child paycheck is great, and that's going up against the number 13 seed. And it's Tommy Smith. This one I really like. This one, just the first day in a vacation. So the very first
that's
day.
A good one.
Wow.
Of vacation.
A good one.
Yeah. Wow.
Great submission from Tommy. So the first day of a vacation versus the first adult paycheck, Rudy.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I'm one of those people that don't vacation well. I don't really enjoy it. I know I should.
You took a vacation.
You're just
to the
too hard of a fucking worker, man.
No, it's not that. It's just that I don't even try hard enough at vacationing.
You're late,
and so I don't know. I just sort of feel I have a difficult time vacationing. And so the first day
it's
I
like
sort of
David Goggins, like yeah. mental aid stations yeah. in yeah. the shower.
But it's like David Goggins' philosophy in on paper, but yeah. in actuality the opposite. Like yeah. I'm not even doing
too
that.
Lazy
to
too lazy to relax.
Yeah. And so yeah, it's like John Berthold is like, you know, with naps. It's like I can't even nap well.
I don't know John Bernthal and naps.
I didn't know his philosophy.
Oh, it is like Berthal's nap theory.
You guys haven't seen that?
Wait.
He had this like podcast where he just like snapped about naps.
Really?
Like, I don't fucking nap, man. Napping, he's like, that's for the birds, man. I don't fucking nap. I don't trust people that nap.
Really?
Everyone's like, Jesus, dude, take a nap. And so, yeah, don't vacation super well, so I don't have any fond memories with that. What was the second one? I'm going to pick it.
First adult paycheck.
First adult paycheck feels good. You feel validated, especially when you're not, you don't have the perception of taxes.
Mm. Yes.
My first few paychecks when I started at Barstool, I guess I sort of qualify them as big boy ones versus like the menial jobs I did growing up. I would say that I felt like the king of the world because I was doing freelance and they didn't take taxes out of that.
Wow.
I was unawares of that. So I remember being in New York being like, this is, everyone says it's
wait,
so
was this
hard.
At Barstool?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's like, this is, you know, it's a really hard place to save money. It's super difficult. It costs a lot of money. And I'm like, oh, well I'm rich. So this is super
It's also
easy.
Not that hard to save money. I'm going to say it. It's just not that hard. Just, I don't know, don't spend that much money.
The privilege I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say, single parent listening to this, punching their stew.
No, that's different.
Wow.
Well, Tommy, you have no spawn. You have no partner. You right. have a tiny, a shitty apartment.
Right.
You don't
but
have hobbies
about,
that you...
Like, I'm talking more...
No car.
Thing is like
no
the
car.
Young single people
oh, yeah.
who move to New York City and they're like... It's so hard to save money. Like, if you're living in New York City young, you're probably making decent enough money. Like,
not everyone
just,
is, though. A lot of people aren't.
I'm talking to a specific... I'm not talking to the single mother out there.
I struggled
like,
when I first moved here.
Dude, I spent all of my disposable income.
I was
the bar.
People
paycheck
should just
paycheck.
Not spend as much money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just saw my car to move here.
Honey, you don't need to go to Nobu twice a week, honey. Don't come crying to Tommy that you can't save money when you're buying shoes.
So, one for the big paycheck.
I'm talking about girls. Like, 24 year old girls.
Oh, you're talking about girls. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
Fuck
never mind.
Fuck them.
KB.
This is a good matchup. I think my first paycheck was probably like $800. Mm-hmm. And that felt like I've never seen that. But knowing like you have like 4.5 more days in North Myrtle Beach is like the best feeling on day one. So I'm going to go the first day as a kid, first day of vacation.
Yeah. You did say recently that you would rather go to Wikipedia than Hilton Head.
Now, yeah, by yeah. far.
He's pulling out the receipts on your ass.
Nick.
Yeah, so before a job, your only source of income was birthday and Christmas.
Mm.
You get like $100 at your birthday, maybe $100 at Christmas, and that had to carry you through the year. Mm-hmm. And then I got my first job at Foggy Bottom, a mini golf course. And I remember I was like breaking my back, scrubbing floors, making pizzas and sundaes. And I'll get like $500 and I'll be like, holy fucking shit. I could go to the Ohio Valley Mall, buy whatever I want, I could have. And that felt really fucking good. That was like a perfect, there was no responsibility, but you were still getting money.
That was a really good overlap. But the first day I get to Nag's Head, and like, if you did a family vacation with another family, and I was with like with somebody my age, my boy Jake Nixon. Like, I remember we get there and we had a blast of a day, and then you would just be like, we have five more days.
Oh my god.
When you'd say five more days.
That's so long.
Yeah. That hit like what I'd imagine crack cocaine would feel like. So I'm going first day of vacation.
Two to one right now.
Me? I'm going paycheck because I remember what I spent my first adult paycheck on. I was a summer electrician.
What?
Yeah,
what's a summer
helper to electrician.
Oh, your dad's an electrician.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that's how I got into it. It was the summer of 2017. I got my first paycheck, and I spontaneously bought a PS4 because I wanted to play the Crash Bandicoot remastered trilogy.
That's a good purchase.
Yeah.
I want to play Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, probably like all amazing. The other games that are out on PS4, but it was Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
Is that one of the happiest you've ever been?
Yeah, I was decently happy. I had fun playing it. I had an Xbox at the time, too. It's not like
just for Bandicoot.
Yes. Yeah.
Just solely for Bandicoot.
Yes.
2-2 right now, Tommy.
I'm going to go first day of vacation, too. It is something going there. But like, I used to go with my parents like a 10-day vacation this summer as a kid. We'd go to different Yankee games and presidential museums and national park. And getting there on that Friday and be like, 8 days left. And now, you know, going more as an adult, you get to the, you know, weekend house or whatever, beach house on that Thursday night, maybe. Mm. Like, it's the feeling of possibility and potential. And the feeling of potential and what's ahead of you is one of the best feelings. So I'm going to go with the first day of vacation.
The first day of a place you've never been? Oh, my God.
The novelty hits like such a drug. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, our first day when we were in Istanbul, it was like the world is opened up right now. And we have a full fucking week here. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, so they don't let me get to Asia.
They shouldn't have let us. We didn't even we got to Asia and like the you couldn't even see anything. It was so dark. It was so early in the morning. That was crazy.
Ken Jack in Asia has to.
Oh, my God. It's happened before.
Oh, my God.
It's happened before.
Yeah. So 3-2 right now in favor of the vacation. Clemmer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with paycheck. I remember my first real job paycheck, and I felt I felt two things. I felt like the richest man alive, but then I also talk about Rudy with taxes. I was like, oh fuck, taxes are like a legit thing. Like, I'd worked McDonald's, whatever, kind of these menial jobs before that, but to like have like a real grown up sales job and to get that check and like see how much taxes were taken out was a little disconcerting, but I was overwhelmed by how much money I had. And when I was like 23, 24, I had no responsibilities. I had a shitty apartment. I had like a shitty car. Like, I didn't have any real bills. And I just felt like you said, like, I could go buy whatever I wanted to. You felt free.
When you're working at McDonald's, so like you expect the paycheck to be shitty. So when you do an adult job and you see the taxes get taken out and you're like, oh.
It's not so much like, so when I was like 16, the McDonald's paycheck, I was making, my lowest I ever made was $4.30, which was above minimum wage at the time. This is 1996. And that felt good at the time. But then to get, like, when you're making, like, a salary job. Especially when you're early 20s, it is a pretty cool feeling.
All right, I got to break the tie. I think between these two, the paycheck one is huge. I still think the vacation one, because it applies to so many different things, too. Like, and not just, like, you're going away on vacation. Like, the first day of, like, Christmas break or whatever. Like, stuff like that. Like, so many different, it can apply to a lot of different things.
No, like Tommy said, it is, like, that opening up so many possibilities.
Yeah, I think it was a great suggestion, Tommy. So, first day of vacation is going to move on. And now we have the number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The number 9 seed is the first time that you make, like, a big or good play in a sport. So it doesn't matter what the sport is. Anytime, it may not apply to everyone. May not apply to everyone, but it is a great first. So the first time you do something that is like considered good in whatever sports that you played, and that's going up against the number 8 seed. Somebody submitted this one, and it hit me really hard in the gut. The first time you scratch your leg after taking off dress socks.
Oh,
so like that really tight dress socks. You take them off, and just that first little scratch right here. Just, I don't know why that one really hit me right in the gut, and I felt like I needed to see it. It may not apply again to everyone, but I feel like Clemmer, you must feel that because you were the longest in like the dress workforce, I guess.
Yes, I don't mind dress. I always had comfortable dress.
But also, your dress socks might fall off your legs. You have the skinniest legs out of everyone here, too.
That's true. I can wear socks, though, can't I?
You can.
How's the hair thing going? All right, good.
Good. That's not a burn.
I was curious. So you have the skinniest legs everyone here. It is a burn.
Not really a burn.
You do have the skin.
I guess. I don't need to be reminded of it. Just like he doesn't remind me of the baldest one here. But I did remind him of that.
Me and Rudy are both on here now. Yeah.
We're in recovery, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you have to take a pill for the rest of your life that makes your dick soft.
No, not true. Only 3% of people. We good.
Did. It's going to be one of you guys.
Well,
it's
also, dope. Good news for you, Nick. There's a pill for that, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There kind of is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the scratch for the dress socks versus the big sports play. Clever.
This is the pill that makes my dick soft? This
yeah.
is the pill that
This kind of sucks to me, I guess. It's bittersweet. So I had a really good last year of Little League. Which sounds great, but the problem was I'm younger. I was born in November, and the cutoff date in New York is December, but New Hampshire, it's September. So all of my friends had already moved on to the next level of Little League, and I was like the last straggler left, and playing all these kids that are in grades beneath me, even though we're all the same age. And I had an awesome year, but no one was there to like celebrate with. They all didn't give a fuck because they're all in like they're all in Babe Ruth at that time, a better level, and I'm just stuck in Little League. So I guess it felt good to like bat 400 and be awesome at it, but like I felt like I was. I wasn't with any of my friends.
Think of it as like a long-term thing. Think of it as like you hitting a home run in Little League.
That's kind of where I had my best moments. I hit my home run there. All my great athletic accomplishments came while I was playing against kids like two grades beneath me, which kind of sucked. So that was it. So, but I still think that's better than a dress sock. So
so one for the big sports play. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a ton of great sports
plays,
but the ones I did, my first goal in lacrosse, year three, fifth grade at Belmore, the place went absolutely bonkers. My three-inning shutout, eight-strikeout performance in a playoff game. The first time I scored a touchdown in touch football, and then I was unlocked as an absolute slot receiver weapon for my team, culminating in a 150-yard, two-touchdown playoff game.
Jesus.
Those are all things I'll take with me for the rest of my life. I don't give a fuck about dress socks, so I'm going to go with best first sports play.
How about that no-hitter?
They should have left me in. They let me start the four. Well, I think I've told the story before, but this kid was catching, and oh, my God. I learned a two-seam fastball that day. Sink, sink, sink. I was like Mariano. And then in the fourth inning, they took out the catcher for my friend Nick, another appearance, Nick Skinny, and I walked the first guy. It wasn't as good of a target, and they pulled me as fucking bullshit.
No. You know,
Diego Martinez on the other end went six innings, seven innings. They let him in. It should have been a pitcher's duel from start to finish.
Two.
The dress sock can't be understated, but my first three ever in CYO where I luckily got in and I ran down the court like Jason Terry.
Jesus
Christ. Two of it's, nothing's being that.
Oh, Meekville hitting a three in your face and doing the Jason Terry down the court.
Yeah.
Something you never forget.
Is this like a make-a-wish type situation?
I would hit 1-3 a season and that's it.
Nick.
Yeah, Meekville's like high school football stats were one carry, 65 yards and a touchdown every year. Every fucking year. I don't know why they didn't give it to me more.
I only score free throws.
The sports one in theory I'd imagine would be good if you're good at sports. Like, oh, that was impressive. Mine are all pure luck and accidental. Like, we had to do this hockey thing here recently, and I had a stick save that wasn't actually a stick save. It hit the fucking bar above me, and it looked like a stick save.
Oh, yeah, it was a highlight.
And everybody came and jumped on me and, like, lifted me up to the point where I thought I may have had cancer. And so, like, that, like, as a guy like me, as a guy like Tommy, as a guy like Clemmer, Ken Jack, or Meek, it's all pity that you're getting. That's not a good feeling.
I beat Mincy fair and square, you fucker.
Yeah, you're right. You beat Mincy.
About him waving at that two seamer in the dirt.
if people thought we could actually do it, the response wouldn't have been that. So I think that feeling sucks. I'm going with dress sock.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
The leg scratch, KB.
It's got to be something with baseball. I don't know, something about baseball. You go up to the plate and you just have no confidence that you're going to do something good. So when I hit the 130-foot home run, that was the best. Paris Little League, Paris, Pennsylvania. I remember like all the dads were like, yeah, you only hit a home run because you were the smallest one and everyone else was swinging too hard. But
what the fuck? Yeah. Dads are assholes.
Yeah, but it was the home run.
Sports is going to win.
Anything with sports.
Yeah, it's definitely sports. I'm not gonna do the thing where it's like I go through like, you know, like you were a tremendous athlete.
You guys had non-parents being like, that boy's good. I've never gotten that. It was only my parents that would celebrate a fucking accidental thing that I did.
Yeah, I can understand how devastating that be.
Yeah,
I can try. I'm wrapping my head around it slowly.
I had parents yelling to get me out of the game. Ooh. This mom is other on my team.
Did him out of the
was
game.
Like, was like, get him out of there. What are you doing? Trying to win this other game.
Yank him.
Oh, that team's like, yeah, amen. It was terrible.
I remember I got up in like some little league season, like the coach emailed my dad after or whatever, and it's like, you know, Thomas could be like a good player if he hits his growth spurt. And that was like the most backhanded compliment. Christ. Never hit that growth spurt. League days.
So the big sport play is going to move on. Now we're going to do our chain game. The first option being using a bidet for the first time. That is a great first feeling because you don't know what exactly to expect, and it does feel pretty good.
That's a you thing. You love bidets, right? Is that you?
You do love bidets.
I think did you suggest
bidets are good? I actually didn't suggest it.
That's what bidets.
I like bidets. It's something good about having your ass feel exceptionally clean. It doesn't enter your ass. It just cleans the right. You clench your butt when you do it.
All right.
I'm still waiting on the bidet. I'm kind of saving it.
You've never had a bidet?
Nope.
You feel clean.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bidet in our toilets in Istanbul, but I wasn't about to go foreign for the first.
Well, so, yeah, you can't do
that's
that.
That's where you do. I did mine in Italy for the first time.
Yeah, but you also, like, drank out of it or something, didn't it? Or you did? You what? Did you drink?
Like, yeah. No, Tommy did.
I dipped my asshole. Yeah. I didn't know how it was.
Why did you think he drank?
You put your asshole on the nozzle?
You put your asshole on the nozzle, Tommy?
It's the same hornball that imagined I have a big-tittied aunt, too.
No, that's a fact. You told us that.
Ken Jack's, you know, lore is a bit off.
All right, you have flat-ass ants, dude. Is that what you you want the world to think?
Unbusty ants.
Yeah, flat colossals.
Yeah. Ew. Flat colossal. What does it even look like? Your first cheat meal after you've been on a diet for a while. That is a great one. The first time you hit a very big parlay in gambling. Your first time the team that you like wins a title, any sort of championship. Not everyone's experienced it. It is great. I haven't had it since 2009. First night with a new console. Nick, you submitted, which I think is very good, which you actually kind of alluded to with your big first week paycheck as well. First day in a big new apartment or just a new apartment. And then the first day it's over 60 degrees after a longer winter, which I'm sure is going to hit you guys way harder.
First day in a new apartment fucking sucks.
Oh, I love it. It's the coolest thing. You leave your old apartment, go to work, and then you go home to your new apartment. I love it.
And then you got
to
unpack a bunch of boxes.
It's exciting, man.
I love it.
Awful.
So to run through the options again, and you'll go first, Rudy. Using a bidet, cheat meal after being on a diet, first parlay win, first time your team wins a title, I forgot about this one. First time seeing Megan Fox in Transformers.
Oh.
That one scene. That is a bad one to forget.
Meat just got hard.
Yeah.
I got my pick.
First night with a new console, first night in a new apartment, and first day it's over 60 degrees. Rudy.
Well, I thought this was an absolute shoo-in, not even close for the new console, but then Megan Fox and that moist stomach came into the play.
Yeah, she was covered in beads.
I mean, she was condensating.
Yeah, she was covered in dew.
Like a Perrier in Louisiana. It was... it was.
But when did that come out?
That was 2007. Yeah, 2006.
I remember I was like, she's too old. I want like a girl. I wanted a girl my age at that time.
I'm impressed that you got away with that.
I think that's fine to say.
I agree.
Because I remember as a kid, I was always like, I want a kid. I don't want a woman.
Okay, you didn't have to try.
Let's flip that.
Maybe think that's for hotter than Megan Fox.
I remember being scared. I was like, holy shit. Is that what they're like?
Mm-hmm. Too old. Yeah, and too big.
Yeah,
I was too big.
Are they all that moist? Are they like eels?
Oh, you were talking about her moisture.
No, they were size wise.
Size, yeah, like towering. Yeah, too.
Why would I want this giant woman?
Yeah. Mm. Having said that, I mean the new console. One of the only times I ever really got in trouble was when I had a Sega Genesis and I had a NHL game, and I loved it so much that I lied about being sick. and I didn't lie well, and I carried immense guilt. I was kind of a pussy, and I told my parents afterwards, and they grounded me for one day. I think they actually kind of were like pitying me. Were like, really? You could have just kept lying. But the addiction started so early. It was so euphoric. Getting the Xbox was so euphoric. There's just so many possibilities. It is the greatest pleasure I can think of that's been consistent in my life. So I got to go console.
That's fair. KB.
Oh my God. Transitioning from a Nintendo 64 to an Xbox. Like that was the mainlining technological innovation. Everything felt like everything felt open and futuristic.
Nick.
Yeah. I was never early to consoles. I would never get them the day of. I bought my Xbox 360 off a kid on the back of the bus, like $200. And then I went to Blockbuster to buy a used version of Army of Two, the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember putting that in. I was like, holy fucking shit. How did they do this?
How?
This is incredible. How did they accomplish this? I was transported, and it was the best. It was endless opportunities. I could go to game stores now and buy new games. It's the best feeling.
You feel like you've lived that life when you play those
games. Really, you really have. And it's... I feel like we're spoiled now because technology's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every console was a huge leap.
Everything was a big leap. Yep.
I don't know how they could take another leap, honestly. I feel like we've kind of tapped out in terms of...
Yeah, plateaued.
Like,
I feel like
they've been saying that forever.
Yeah, they have been.
But say never. The world moves on, man.
But like the difference, but he's right though. Yeah. The difference between like an N64 and like the next generation.
Yeah, it's massive. Like the leap from like PS4 to like PS5, like that's...
I don't think I could tell the difference.
The leaps were crazy. Yeah. CD player to iPod.
Our kids are going to look at what we play with now and be like, this.
Yeah, but that's going to be like 20 years from now.
Yes,
like
that's
But the console difference is like, this is a difference of like five, 6 years.
Yeah.
Going from 60, there was a massive gap.
64 to GameCube looks entirely different. From GameCube to Wii, looking entirely different.
64 to GameCube was a great one. Then I went from GameCube to Xbox 360. It was insane.
Yeah, it's like
Gears of War 3 for the first time.
I mean, I went from 8-bit to 16-bit.
Yeah, right.
Really doubled. I get it. But
you doubled your bits.
But doubled the bits. But
you went from Atari.
I did. I had Atari.
Yeah.
I had Atari to Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, 20 years from now, you look at what we're playing with now and be like, that was shit.
I'm talking about the pure rush it is that you take it out of the box. You're being careful with it.
Yes.
I mean, you're reading I'm trying to read the fucking Japanese part of the instruction manual on the drive home just because I want more. It's great.
All three for the console right now. Meek.
I'm going to go with the consoles because when I was 4 years old, I remember getting a GameCube and PS2 for Christmas, and it was like the first day of my life.
How old are you, Meek?
Yeah, because my mom got the PlayStation as a DVD player, and I got a GameCube.
Oh, a lot of people were doing that.
Yeah. I was 4 years old.
What a hustle.
Well, yeah, because the PlayStation 3, one of their selling points was that it was Blu-ray as well.
That was the cheapest Blu-ray player you could buy, was the PS3.
That's Spider-Man, why I went to PlayStation. Like
Spider-Man 2.
My early 20s.
Oh, my God, going from VHS to DVD.
Yeah.
And then DVD to Blu-ray?
I remember I got my first DVD. It was the first Harry Potter, and my mom gave it to me, and I was a bitch. I was like, we have a VHS player. We don't have a DVD player. And then she said, go downstairs.
Oh.
Baller. I regret being a smartass to her.
Yeah.
We had a tradition every Christmas growing up where Simpsons Road Rage, you could only play as like Mr. Plow when it was like Christmas.
Yeah.
So we would just play Simpsons Road Rage as Mr. Plow. Like,
that was a fantastic game. So that was essentially
GTA. It was just a crazy taxi.
No, that was Hit and Run.
I didn't know.
Oh, Hit and Run was essentially GTA.
Yeah.
It's going to be the console, but Tommy?
Yeah, I would have went with team winning a championship. I mean, first team that won a championship for me was the Giants over the Patriots in 07. Obviously, that was euphoric. Went to the parade for the second one. And then the Yankees winning in 09 is still maybe the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. So I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer?
Yeah, same. When the Celtics won the title in 08, it was the first year I was able to afford season tickets. And so the very first year I had season tickets, I got to be there for all of those playoff games, all those NBA finals games.
Oh, wow.
And the Celtics had been horrible for like up until then. That's why I got tickets so cheap. It's the only team that I could afford, because
were good. Yeah,
and I got the season tickets right when they had missed out on the Odin Durant draft. They had like lost the lottery, so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna buy them now, and just maybe they'll sit through some shitty years, but it's just cool to have season tickets. I'm 27, 28, this is awesome. And then to see them win a title, it was incredible. It was like one of the greatest nights of my life, so I gotta say that. But
so the console is gonna move on and play our number one seed. I think we've probably done this like once before, but it's going to be a play-in.
For the one seed?
Yeah, because there's too many things underneath the same category, and I didn't want to give them all their own separate
Let's hear them.
So this is the sexual play-in. So instead of having separate options for all of these, which feels like it would just get repetitive, I want to put them all into just one. So you submitted 15 different versions of every single one. So the first one, obviously, being first time having sex. It's a thing you look forward to throughout your entire adolescence. First time touching boobs, which I actually think might be a different level from the first time you have sex. Because I feel like the first time you have sex, you're almost like kind of scared. Like, you know what I mean?
So much neurosis.
Yeah.
Yes.
And first time touching or seeing or touching real boobs, yes. You're like, whoa. And you can't fuck that up. Same thing with first kiss. Also, maybe you're a little nervous, but like you can't fuck up that badly. And then just the first time you nut, more or less, which can be separate from obviously this. And we feel like we talk about this over and over and over again, so I don't want to, again, spread these out across all the different options. So let's start with you, Clemmer. First time having sex, first time touching boobs, first time, first kiss, or first nut?
Yeah, first time touching boobs, I think. I think the sex is so much going on mentally. Like, afterwards, it's like, all right, it's awesome, I had sex, this is great. But, like, in the moment, you're trying so hard not to nut real early. You're trying, you're just trying to not fuck up, not do it right. There's so much going on, like, psychologically, that kind of, I don't say ruined it, but definitely, like, takes a toll mentally. Boobs are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go with that.
One for the boobs.
My first time having sex was also my first time touching boobs. Mm-hmm. I think I've said this before. I knocked everything out.
Oh, wow. Nice. Collateral.
I knocked it all out.
You got all your data points.
It was like freshman year of college and finally found a willing participant. And I said, we got to do everything. But overall, an incredibly stressful and unenjoyable experience. I think I go with first nut. Talked about the dry orgasms the first time that dick just starts beating. Nothing comes out. But you guys had dries, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those were almost better than real orgasm. The first time starts beating. And I do remember the first time I came, too. Just shot right past my face, and I said,
keep going.
Power unlocked.
Elaborate on that.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Big guy. So I'm gonna go with first orgasm. The other thing is too stressful. Am I doing it right? Does she like me? Of course she doesn't like you. So I think that just alone in the peace and quiet of my own home, having my dick just beat back and forth. What a feeling.
Jesus Christ. So one for the orgasm. Meek.
First time touching boobs.
First time touching boobs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're pure. Yeah. There's no real nervousness because you're already. You feel like you're past the barrier, but like sex, there is just that worry. They're worrying it. Nick,
I gotta go first nut. Mm-hmm. Just the whole thing was okay. Parents are out of the house. Got to go to a. Got finding it was even hard. not my penis. The porn. and it was like the first time you did it, you were just like, oh my god. I'm going to do this every day until I die.
then you pretty much do.
Yeah. Holy shit. This is free, and this feels quite nice. I'm going to go with that.
Going to go with that. So we're 2-2, touching boobs versus first orgasm. KB?
Yeah, it's the solo orgasm. It's like anxiety-free, like experiencing the best pleasure you can at way too young of an age.
How old were you?
I feel like 12 is too young. Like,
you were 12?
13?
I think I was like 15.
Like jacking off?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like actually semen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's all the same.
Mm. I think mine was Girls Gone Wild commercial at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Around like 13 or something like that. Because like I was like up late in the basement one day and I was like, and like, those steel drums hit.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what is this?
Yes.
So we are 3-2 in favor of the orgasm. Rudy.
I am going to go with the boob. That to me felt like an achievement that was earned. That was earned, and it felt like if there were to be Xbox gaming achievements in real life where the little
pops up,
it would be for that. I have achieved something that is a benchmark for any straight man, and the funny thing is, you know, you think in your head, you're like, I'm back. Because you have interacted with boobs prior. People forget.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But I come back different now. I've returned, and there's just something
familiar.
About the, there's just something about that to me, and I just love titties, so I like that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
And you fucking love titties.
Me too.
Yeah. No.
Anybody else? Yeah. It's just you.
I can be honest with that, you know. And so yeah, to me, touching the boob was just such a euphoric experience.
Mm-hmm. Is this on here at any point? But I would have almost even said like seeing a boob, like not in person. Like seeing a boob like on a TV show or a movie in the internet or something. The first time, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So that's what those look. That's what a nipple looks like.
I would count that out under the sexual plane.
It's in the same arena as like seeing Kilimanjaro for the first time.
You feel awe.
Yeah.
You're honored. Yeah. Okay. So I have to break the tie between the orgasm and the touching boobs. I think the orgasm, I agree with you guys in that, like it opens up a whole new world. But like the boob is something installed in your brain from after a certain age. Like this is what you want to have, like both genetically and like whenever you watch on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like all the horny characters in every TV show and movie. They're always like, I got to see boobs. I got to touch boobs. I look at those big boobs. Like everything's about that.
Yeah.
So I do feel like that singular achievement does feel a little bit next level.
It is weird how it like instilled it. I was, for all intents and purposes, a little gay boy and I was still obsessed with boobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're awesome.
So touching boobs is going to go up against getting your first console move on. Starting
close. This is a battle.
Wow.
Starting with you, Rudy.
Wow. This is a heavyweight bout. And I didn't want to see these two meet because they're my two favorite things. Holy shit.
This is what everyone thinks Barcelona Sports talks about, by the way.
Yeah.
Meet Phil is going to be a Sophie's Choice moment.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I can only think of the first.
The first boob touch
or the first night with a new console. You want to pass for right now?
No, I am going to default to the cooler option. And it's going to be console.
Yes.
I thought I could have gone either way. One for the console, KB.
Console by far. I don't even remember. It's not ingrained in my head, the first boob I've touched. I must have did it wrong or weird. Or I didn't squeeze hard enough to implant it in my memory. But yeah, I have to go console.
Two for console, Nick.
Here's how I'm looking at it. The touching a boob is an end goal. You touch the boob and you did it. Console, you get it. It's your first night. That opens up a million more doors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's getting the console is the opportunity. Grabbing the tit is the last chapter of a book.
I don't think it's the end game though. I think that now that opens up other possibilities.
A boob as far as my mind went was the pinnacle.
Okay.
And so then discover titty fucking and a whole different world.
No, Nick quit after that.
I quit after boob.
Mm-hmm.
Quit after. All right, I did it. So I'm gonna go console.
Three for console. Meek.
Console.
Not even a thought. I thought you were going to have to really... Yeah. All console's going to win, but...
This is tough. I mean, listen, if you're telling me boobs are video games, it's boobs. It's 10 times out of 10, it's boobs. I don't even like video games. But we're in the concept of first. Like I said, the first boob-touching experience, it's a blur. I did get a PlayStation 2 at Christmas.
He saw Japanese boobs. That was his first touch.
Yeah.
That's why it was a blur. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were your guys just pixelated?
Like, yeah.
Seven or eight, maybe, when I got a PlayStation 2. And I did like that. So it pains me to choose video games over boobs. But for sanctity of the bracket, if we're talking first, I'll go first console.
It's an honorable man right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's sanctity right there.
That's sanctity. And I hope some girls reward me by letting me touch their boobs.
Yeah, Clemmer?
Yeah, I agree with what Tommy said. Like, the boob touching, yeah, it was nice. But, like, getting a console was... I have, like, distinct memories of that are much clearer and much more bizarrely profound.
It is weirdly, yeah.
The watches think we're so gay.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, we did talk a lot about sex off the one seat, so maybe they're a little straight. Before we get into the second half, let's talk about Factor. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating easy. They're dietitian approved, and they're ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared. Therefore, it's perfect for any active and busy lifestyle. Super, super simple. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. With Factor Keto, results may vary depending on diet and exercise. We love Factor Hero. Factor's been a sponsor of us in Barcelona in general for a long time.
Of course.
Shows. They are incredible. It legitimately does taste tastes like someone just made it. Like after two minutes 30 usually in the microwave, right? And it literally tastes like someone just like made it and shipped it right to your house. I don't know how the science makes sense. And we always mention the shakes, or the smoothies rather. Smoothies are unreal.
I know Kirk's pretty right now is having Factor for like lunch and dinner, and he says he feels great. He's been doing it for like weeks now.
And it's all portion controlled and all that shit. It's great. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/LCB50off and use code LCB50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code LCB50off at factormeals.com/LCB550off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. All right, other side of the bracket, first matchup is number 11 seed going to the casino for the first time. That is a daunting experience, I think. Sometimes maybe a little scary more than it is like super fun or anything like that. But I know one that I really like, and that's going up against the number 6 seed. I love this one. The first poop or shower or both after getting home from a vacation. So your first
home from a vacation?
Yeah, the first time you poop and shower when you get home from vacation. Yeah. Home turf poop and showers is great. So we'll start off with you, Clemmer.
I guess I'm kind of confused. Like when I'm pooping on vacation, I don't have a lot of stress about that. Like pooping in a hotel or Airbnb is fine,
but home turf pooping and home turf shower is always better.
I know sometimes the hotel shower,
I'm with Clemmer on this one.
Like I don't think that's a lot of the places. My wife's a big hotel aficionado. Like she likes to go to like nice places, so a lot of times the hotel's showers are much better than the ones I have at home, especially here in New York City. So like I don't know, I you know, if it's a shower after a plane, then I feel good. I feel clean after that, whatever. Like, but I don't know. What was the other
option? I guess that could also count after coming home for a vacation.
Yes. What was the other option?
First time going to a casino.
Oh, I'm going to pick that. Yeah. Honestly, like I said, luckily the hotels I've been staying at in the last, like, I don't know, decade of my life have had very nice bathrooms. Yeah. The first time casino, I remember, I was Atlantic City. It was awesome experience. 21 years old walking in, getting to, it was really cool.
Same thing.
That was a great, great memory. And we go to Atlantic City like once a month, and you know, with the money that we had, that we, you know, always bet responsibly, we did, but it was great memories with my friends. I gotta pick that.
So one for the first time going to the casino, and Tommy, it's going up against the your first home turf poop or shower after you get home from vacation.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm a road pooper, road shower. It doesn't bother me. First time at a casino, biblical. I would go to a casino a lot as a kid, as in like my parents. Like, no, more in, there's one in the Poconos.
Okay, I've been to that one.
Parks, yeah, Mount Aries, I think it's called. Yeah. But I mean, as a kid, like I would have to stand on the side,
right,
the spot. But like watching from afar at the roulette, my dad at the roulette table and stuff, and then finally getting to go. I went when I was 18 to the one at Aqueduct Raceway. They have the gaming one.
Okay,
and that was because I at that point also was convinced that I had figured out roulette, where I was just going to bet on red, and if it lost, I was going to double up, and if that lost, I was going to double again. And I think the first time I went, I won, you know, a few $100, and I was like, oh, this is the great. So the casino, the oxygen pumping in, the noises. I want to go to a casino right now.
Me too. You're starting to. I kind of do too. Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Two for the casino.
So we kind of first shower back from vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that just because you feel so gross coming off the plane and everything. Mm-hmm. Like
that's true.
Like I'll just take that. It's a better feeling to me than going to a casino, which was a fun time, but
no.
The first shower back.
First shower, Nick.
Yeah, I'm not a big casino guy. I feel disgusting when I get back from vacation, and I know I was just speaking fondly of like the first day of vacation. When vacation's over, I'm so ready to get back home to my place. I'm taking first shower.
First shower, 2-2, KB.
Yeah, the first time at the casino, I was like, I didn't have any money. I was broke, so it was like, it's a lot of fear. Like, I only have $20 to spend. Shower after vacation? Maybe a shower after like an ultra marathon. That's a top feeling.
I don't know how many of us have done an ultra marathon, but it sounds great.
Like an Ironman or an ultra marathon.
Okay. Oh, an Ironman we've done. Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
I guess I'll go casino. There's a thrill.
Three for casino, two for the shower.
I am going to say that my first time at a casino was in Mesquite, Nevada, going to on a road trip from Denver to Las Vegas for my friend Eric's 21st birthday. And it's this little tiny town right over the border in Nevada. Yeah. So we stayed there tonight to save a little money for the hotel rather than spend the enormous funds at Luxor. And I went in there thinking, well, if I do well at this, I'm Rain Man. And I thought, you know, you may have this thing. You may have this thing. I didn't.
Yeah.
So
the what if of casinos is more fun than
right
what happens.
And but had great times at casinos after that, but the first time wasn't that great. You guys can avoid the Mesquite casinos.
I love Nevada because every state line, every time you cross into the border, there's a tiny town with a bunch of casinos.
That's exactly what Mesquite is. Versus, for me, I used to go camping with my dad a lot, which I bring up all the time. But the shower and poop post being in the woods for 3 days is... honestly makes the camping worth it. It's almost as if the relief of not camping is better than camping itself.
No, by far.
But the two cannot exist without each other. So that shower post, you know, post camping, that's how I view it. But even on just a vacation, like getting home and showering and pooping and then getting into your pajamas is incredible. So I'm going to go with that.
You're going to go with that. So that means we're tied up. I think between these two, the first time in the casino is incredible, but I'm with you guys, or at least Rudy, not that I've been like hunting a bunch of times or anything like that, but just like being in the plane for whatever amount of time, being in the car on a road trip for a long amount of time, any amount of travel you've been in through after a long time vacation, getting home and that first like kind of shower and being like, all right, now I get to reset and get back into reality. Like I do like that feeling. So I will go with the post-trip shower. So next up we have the number 3 seed versus the number 14 seed. The 3 seed is just kind of doing anything for the first time without parents. So that could be the first
time. Wait, the 3 seed's anything?
Things you typically would have to do with your parents, but without parents.
Okay.
So like going to...
The thing that popped into my head first was movies and mall.
So movies and mall both on there.
I was thinking like driving.
Driving for the first time without a parent is also on here. Going to sports events without your parents, like concert. Anything that you would typically have to go to with your parents with the first time you get to go without them.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's huge.
And that's going up against the number 14 seed, specifically the first sip out of a can of soda. So crack a can of soda, the very first sip out of that versus the rest of it.
That's a thing for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's nice, but
I was gonna say beer, but
you can say that too. I mean, carbonated
Phil.
That's two different things.
Hey, we could say carbonated drink.
It is two different things.
We could say carbonated drink, first sip out of a can, carbonated drink in a can.
First sip of a blackberry bourbon lemonade with your mom on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's fun.
So let's start with you, Rudy. Which one of those do you think should move on? Doing any typically things you'd have to do with your parents without them, versus that first sip of a carbonated beverage out of a can.
When the can becomes obsolete and is removed from society, as will I.
Well said.
Wow.
The quality of the can, the sound it produces.
You're a can man?
It is not even remotely fucking close. Fountain can get there in terms of carbonation, but the can and the pop and all that is great. Having said that, the first concert I went to without my parents was Bass Nectar on Halloween at the Fillmore Auditorium.
Oh my God.
I was under the impression for some reason that Bass Nectar was Girl Talk. If you guys remember what Girl Talk
I've seen Girl Talk live. I love Girl Talk.
Was the mashups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bass Nectar is some of the grungiest, most depraved dubstep you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
On Halloween.
How? And were you in costume?
I was not.
What?
And it's difficult at a dubstep concert. People treat every day like Halloween.
Yeah, you're right.
So when Halloween comes along, it's double. So I was terrified but amazed. And that first concert without my parents, with my buddy Kenan,
of course you're with Kenan.
Eyes off weed, looking at girls and being like, oh my God, is she gonna ruin my life? Is it you know, amazing? I'm gonna go with that.
First time, first vote for the doing anything without parents, KB.
Yeah, my first night in college without my parents. I was a sophomore, I think.
What? You're with you freshman year?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
No, but in the same vein, like pulling up to college alone, that was the best feeling. Going to your first college party, concert. Yeah.
I took community college literally. You guys didn't bring your families?
two for doing anything without parents, Nick.
Yeah, it's got to be without parents. Mine is going to the mall, but the drive there. My first friend that got their driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the car
with your boy. That might be the best. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then we could go anywhere.
Anywhere.
That was it for sure.
I feel like none of us are thankful enough for that friend. I was not that friend. I was like second or third in line to get a driver's license, but our first friend had to drive us.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a February birthday, had to drive us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely not as appreciative as we should have been. So three for doing anything without parents, Meek.
I'll go the first thing without parents. Like I said, like when you have a friend that like, gets his driver's license first for anyone else, like you just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. It's going to win, but Tommy?
Yeah. First thing without parents. I mean, mall's the first thing that came to my mind, going with my friends on the bus, movies too. It's independence. It means you're... I don't know. You're a fucking grown up.
A big boy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer.
Like, we used to, that's how I want to take a minute. We used to dream about this shit as kids.
Yeah.
We used to think about what's it going to be like to be an adult.
Yeah.
To do whatever we want. We're here, boys.
You can go
We're
order here. Pizza and ice cream for dinner if you want. No one can
You
stop.
Could.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we got to take advantage of this shit.
Yeah.
Clemmer.
I think this is almost so loaded of a topic. Like, honestly, my 1-1 would have been like my first time in the car with a driver's license and that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Having that freedom, kind of like what Tommy's talking about, like the world of possibilities. I remember like the very first week I had my license, I went to Cooperstown. Never been to Cooperstown. Like,
okay. That is so predictable. That is so funny.
It was the greatest. Like my buddy and I, it was before like, even before MapQuest, we had to have an atlas. You couldn't like book a room. You had to like drive to the hotel and hope they would rent to you.
How did you drive to Cooperstown?
From New Hampshire is about 4 or 5 hours, something like that. I think
I'm gonna say something. Cooperstown, not for me.
Oh, I love it. Really?
I went. I've been once. It's like.
Did you stay at the Oswego?
No, I got
it's the nice
Airbnb.
Oh no, the hotel with the Hall of Famer stayed.
It was, you know, it's cool. I'm not a big sports history guy. I like sports in the moment. I would rather watch a Yankee game than go to the museum. Yankees ain't playing at the Hall of Fame museum.
Well, no, but you go. I went in the winter.
You can, no, I know. I understand.
Killed two birds with one stone.
I'm just saying.
Oh, the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame, I think, is the greatest place in the world.
Specifically, the Baseball Hall of Fame, I think, is the best out of all the.
Yeah, halls. The Basketball Hall of Fame stinks.
Oh, wait till you go to the Soccer Hall of Fame. And,
where's the Soccer Hall of Fame?
Oswego. I think. And it's like upstate New York. At least it was. I don't know if it is anymore. It was miserable. It was not fun.
I heard Canton's. I've never been to the football one. I heard Canton's. Really
Canton's fine.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Like. Doing, especially that specific thing, when you had your license and your parents weren't there and you had freedom, that to me was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Next matchup we have is the number 10 seed versus the number 7 seed. The number 10 seed is the first time you make a big purchase, like a big purchase.
Oh, that feels horrible.
But let me add on to it. I'm not talking like a responsible purchase. The first time you make like an irresponsible large purchase.
Like a vacation, you mean? Like something like
call it that. You can call it like if you were like we were saying like when you get like first few big paychecks, when you get a console, when you get like something where it's like, this is a large amount of the actual money I have.
I feel very guilty. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good feeling.
And that's going up against the number 7 seed. Might be only 3 people here that appreciate it. But the first time you get a Warzone or a Fortnite win, that is
I know you think I wouldn't appreciate that, but my first Fortnite solo win was...
It is tremendous. Incredible. It is a great feeling, especially because like, I feel like unless you're the best fucking or lucky video game player ever, like it takes a while to get there, and it is very sort of like sadly rewarding, but it is very rewarding. So let's start with you, Clemmer. I don't know how much you're registered with the Warzone.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I've heard of these things. But
it's like a video game achievement that you have to beat like 64 other players within a game to win.
Yeah, I don't know. I never play the game, I don't care. So I'm gonna go with the purchase, but I can't really think of what that would be, so I'm guessing this won't
like a car, like a
yeah, car, like Tommy said that car was like fuck, now I got monthly payments, a trip, it's fun, but like you said, then you look at your bank account afterwards, you're like fuck. Yeah, so I'll pick this just because I'm just never played the other game. I'm sure it's a great game, I just never played it.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching the video of my first Fortnite win. It was so I'm not a gamer, but like I'd play. It was senior year of college for me that it was big, and we'd go to my friend's, the Yellow House, and we'd play. And I was so bad, but it was the Friday night after I started calling the March Madness games with Dave. So it was like the greatest 2 days of my life. Like the coming is good luck charm. He was like, "You're coming to Vegas with me." That Friday night, I go back to Fordham, get dinner, go out with my friends, go back to the house. I'm still in my suit, and we played Fortnite, and won. I hid the whole time. They treated me like. Or this is a clip from the run, but I just hid the whole time in the bush, and then at the very end I got out. It was what a weekend for Tommy Smith. What an unbelievable
that's
weekend.
Great.
So one for the Fortnite Warzone.
So my first Fortnite and Warzone wins both happened like in like the first hour of playing. So it wasn't that special. So I'm going to say the irresponsible,
major purchase. Major purchase that isn't like a fucking rent payment or like.
Well, my first like major purchase was when I saved up money to buy a PC and I had a 2-monitor setup. I thought I was fucking amazing.
All
right. So that's.
2 for the purchase, Nick.
I mean, anytime I make a purchase, I'm like, why the fuck did I do this? Why did I choose pants, computer?
God of War sword.
You do it a lot.
I do dumb purchases a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
To the point where I think you're lying about this little, I don't know. Like
customized
so
Maresh jerseys by the 15-fold.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though, Nick. You're often in my mind when I'm like about to buy something. And I'm like, I don't know. And then I think about how much you just buy shit. And you always talk about how much you just like buying shit.
It's buying a present for yourself.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? That's a good way to look at it. I'm just going to buy more shit.
I'm not as I'm fine. I buy stuff for the laugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something big or cumbersome. But I feel guilty. I really do.
Did you give up getting the Baby Grinch thing?
No, it was too expensive.
Damn. See, that's responsible.
Yeah, that was, but I wanted it so bad. Hello?
There we go.
I can hear you.
Even like when we did like the worst NFL merch, Kyle, you and I, we're kind of birds of a feather there. We bought half of the stuff you guys were talking about.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
It's funny, but I hate it. Fortnite, I played it when it like first came out. And it was like me and my friends playing, and like I think we got a couple wins. It felt fine. I'm going to go with that. No. Abstain.
Abstain. Oh, okay.
Wow. Mm.
2-1 right now. KB.
I can't think of like one like big purchase that stands out in my head.
I don't mean
like a jacket. And I've never played Fortnite, but I've watched my friends play it, and that was a fun little thrill to watch them win.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Ninja win.
What's the biggest?
A lot.
What's the biggest purchase you've ever made?
Oh, I guess it's season tickets to the Celtics. That was my first.
Oh, biggest purchase was like my trip to Hawaii last year, which like the purchase itself didn't feel amazing, but getting there and I'm like, wow, I get to do this. That was probably I'll go with that.
Okay. Another for the purchase. It's going to win, but Rudy.
The Fortnite and Warzone win would be incredible if it didn't happen in the era where I was aware of how good other players were. So I was aware of streamers at that time, and so the wins in Fortnite and Warzone felt great in the moment, but I was unfortunately aware
how easy it is
for others.
How common.
When I was younger playing video games, when you defeat a boss, you've convinced yourself that you're like, oh, I have done this in a way that no one has before. I am unique in this aspect. I am a unique talent. That is not the case, unfortunately, with Fortnite and Warzone. My first real big purchase was actually recently. It was in Turkey on the way back.
What'd you get?
I was sort of like, I don't want to, you know, I just want to be comfortable. And I got a Turkish Airlines first class ticket.
That's a good feeling.
And it was expensive and there was a bit of moaning and groaning. But then once I got into first class and Turkish Airlines first class.
Dude, it is. Oh, that whole airline was amazing.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I've flown private with Dave. This shit on that.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, because private, the convenience is the bonus. It's pretty comfortable, but not super comfortable. I was treated like I was a dying person who had enormous wealth. I was being pampered. At one point, I think I fell asleep and they draped a blanket over me.
Could you touch your attendant?
I didn't try.
Well, I bet you could have.
Fuck.
I would have tried.
Have you flown first class, like regular, like domestic?
Never.
What?
Never flown first class. Never flown first class before then.
It's great. It is great.
That's a great first purchase.
And that felt amazing, and I didn't regret it whatsoever, and I was awesome, so I'm going to go with that.
Dude, that meal was amazing. The fucking service was great. That was a fantastic flight in general. So the big purchase is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The number 2 seed is the first time you get drunk or high or a combination of both, whatever you want to do. Like the first time you actually get to that level, whatever, and you realize, like, oh, this is what it feels. This is what everyone talks about. This is what the movies make it look like, the TV, whatever. And that's going up against the number 15 seed. Banger one from Nick. First time you get compliments on your shoes from a black guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is
still waiting.
Drugs or the compliment of a black man. Holy shit.
The if I could expand it, you know, like the you guys make fun of like the goofy what do you call it, quarter or zip things? What do you call them? Windbreakers.
Yeah.
I got a compliment on one by one of the coolest looking dudes I'd seen, and I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Say it again. I want to like record him.
Sneakers is a whole different ball game.
Yeah, yes, very different level.
Yeah.
So we'll start out with you, Rudy. Which one do you think should?
And
be
I'll wrong? Even count compliments from like Roan.
Yeah.
Man, I really thought it was going to be easy. Getting high for the first time was so fun. Smoking weed, it was just such a it was a giggle fest. That's all it was. It was literally joy. But the achievement of the compliment from a black man on your sneakers.
Some live and die without it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can purchase one of these pleasures. Mm-hmm. The other must be earned.
Yes.
And for that reason, I'm going to go with the adoration of a black man.
Mm-hmm. One for the compliment. KB.
Yeah, I mean, we're like kind of kidding, but we're not. Like that is the best feeling. And a lot of like first time doing a drug is like kind of there's like a lot of adverse effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with the shoe compliment.
Two for the shoe compliment, Nick.
It's never happened to me, but we were talking to Pavs.
I don't think it's ever happened to me.
No,
it's never happened to me.
No, fuck.
But we were talking to Pavs, who's in the New York office, great producer director. He had these cool Sambas on, and he was like, "Get this," on the plane. Black dude in front of me complimented him, and then he looked over. The guy was buying the shoes.
That's Nirvana.
And that,
yeah.
Just vicarious from me. I made that noise.
Oh,
yeah. I made that noise.
Moaning.
Bottom.
I gotta look these shoes up. What are they called?
Yeah, seriously.
Pavs has these maroon and blue Sambas.
Sambas?
The Adidas.
I'm gonna text him right now.
Yeah, if Pavs is in the office, don't swing through. I wanna
check who's wearing Adidas right now.
Yeah.
Right over to Bob.
Okay.
Fucking, he's got those shit.
I like the idea of going up to like if you're at like a like concourse like checking in, and there's a black guy and you go up and buy him and you're like,
yeah, just like kind of like fishing for it. No, just not asking. It's gotta happen.
Not asking, but kind of just being like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. Come on.
But yeah, they look at everyone's shoes. Yeah. I always get my feet checked out.
So yeah, I'm going with that.
Three for the compliment, Meek.
I mean, I've never gotten the compliment, so I'm just gonna say.
Say compliment
in general.
He's never gotten the compliment.
Yeah. Regardless of rate, I've never gotten a compliment, so I'll take the first.
Three for the compliment, one for drunk high.
Yeah, I've never gotten the black guy shoe compliment. I crave it. I crave it more than anything. I was like similar to this was. First time I got a DM from a gay guy.
Like first time you got hit on by a gay guy?
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first time Joey Camasas, I had a fat ass. It felt
yeah, great. That. It's something about it. Because it's like, I'm not going to do anything with this, but I like that you like it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gay so black man on here, once. Right? I had a gay black man compliment.
No, that cancels it out.
Yeah.
A double negative?
Yeah. Don't say that.
Double negative.
Oh, that's two strikes.
Oh, for two.
Also, double negative would make a positive.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess.
Yes. That's what I meant.
So I'll go with the first time being drunk. Senior cut day of high school was really the first time I was like drunk. It was awesome. So girl took a body shot off me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's 3-2. Yeah.
Were you sitting like that when she did it?
Yeah.
No.
3-2 in favor of the compliment. Clemmer.
Yeah, I spent most of my 20s in New Hampshire. And really most of my 30s.
That would make it like even more impressive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there just weren't very many black people around at all. So I didn't get any compliments. By the time I was here in my 40s, and I feel if I ever... Like, I wore those green shoes that I have that I wear sometimes. Mm-hmm. You guys
you're
remember?
At, you're
Green
A's.
Bay yes. Packers. I feel like I've gotten a compliment or two there, but I feel like it's pity. At this point, I'm an old man. Like, oh, I'm happy you're even wearing sneakers. Yeah. I'm happy you're even, like, attempting. So I don't feel like they're...
Oh, you know who's definitely gotten this? Large. Large has definitely gotten a couple good compliments on his shoes.
Look at you in high tops, geezer.
Yeah,
love it.
Like, that's where I feel like I'm trending now. Look so I don't feel like I've gotten an actual one. So I'm going to go with the first time getting drunk or high.
If you're going to tie me up on this and I have to tie break, I'm going to go with the compliment. It is just.
What black guys complimented your shoes?
Yes.
I said I wanted to expand it into the windbreaker thing. So that happened and it made my week.
Kenjack, no black dude's going to compliment your wooden block sandals.
Is that what that looks like from here?
No, I just figured that's probably what you wear.
Sorry. Yeah, at home. Sorry, yeah. Okay, so the compliment is going to move on. Now we can go through our playoffs really quick. First up, we have the number 13 seed, the first day of vacation, versus the number 5 seed, the first like party that you go to. Start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go first day of vacation. I even had that feeling during the Christmas break we just had. Thinking, all right, one day down, we still got like 7 more to go. This is great, or whatever, you know, however long our trip was. So that was a good feeling.
One for the first day of
vacation. Same. Yeah, first party, there's also, you know, stress too. Am I going to get in trouble? Or parents going to find out? First day of vacation, stress-free, world of potential out of you.
First day of vacation, like zero stress.
I mean, if we're considering even like, you know, first day of summer break, I mean, that's a whole different.
That's a great one. That is a first day of vacation.
Yeah. That is summer vacation. So yeah.
That feeling though is a different feeling than
it's like 3 months off.
That is a wild. Oh, yeah. When you walk out of that school, oh
yeah, you may as well have a year off. Nick,
I'm going to go with the first party because it just felt like I was in a movie.
Mm. It may be like the first.
It might have been the first time I felt cool.
Yeah. KB?
First day of vacation. Parties, like after like 10 reps, that's when they hit the sweet spot for me. But vacation. Yeah, the beach as a kid. Nothing better.
Rudy?
I would say that for me, it's the party. I am warming up to vacation, even though I dissed it earlier, because I'm now remembering a bit more, and it is nice. But the first party feeling is one of one.
I like that you're like remembering what vacations are. Yeah. Like conceptually, you don't understand.
I'm starting to get the concept.
Yeah.
But the first party, you can't replicate that. Whereas, like, the first day of vacation is going to happen, you know, hopefully many times. So I might go party.
Either way, vacation is going to move on 4-2. Next up, we have the first time you get a console, or first time with a new console, first day, whatever, first night, going up the first against your first sports accomplishment, like your first big sports play. Rudy.
Oh, wow. Console's really amazing, but I remember my first hockey goal, and that was a really cool feeling. It was a feeling that I was familiar with the new console feeling. I kind of knew, you know, I barely remember first playing my Genesis, but once I had the Xbox, I knew what I was in for, which was great. But the feeling of my first like great sports play is a feeling that was unique and novel, so I'm going to go with that.
KB?
Yeah, first day with the Xbox over any of my title belts.
Any of them. Damn. Wow.
Any of them.
Nick.
Yeah, I've got to go with the console. It's the only one I've experienced out of the two, but it's just like you are so happy. Like you are looking at every inch of the box. You're being so careful taking it out. You try to like show your mom. You're just like, look at the graphics. She doesn't give a fuck. It's the best.
I was like going to the bathroom to read the manual.
Like,
if I'm shitting, I need to
absorb more.
Oh yeah, the main menu. I'm like flapping my hands at the main menu.
Dude, I remember running. I would run to poop because I would.
You would hold it in for so long.
Yep. Yeah.
You wouldn't wipe.
Yeah. No.
At least first couple weeks of new console, it's one swipe. One square.
Your pants are still down when you're running back to the controller.
Two for the console, one for the sports.
First day with a new console. Like that, I remember getting the GameCube and PS2 for Christmas. It was like honestly a top 5 day of my life.
That's like kids dreamed about that. Yeah. Three for the console, one for the big sports moment.
I'm going with the sports moment. I'm just, you know, I guess I'm more of a jock than a gamer. I guess those were just more better feelings for me.
Clemmer.
Yeah, my sports moments are few and far between. I'm going to go with the console.
Console is going to move on and play the first day of vacation. Very good matchup. Clemmer.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna go with the console. I feel like those are more because they're just rarer, you know, like they're to bigger.
Yeah,
get a new console every few years. Vacations, luckily, you get a couple a year.
Mm-hmm. One for the console,
vacation, easy. I mean, especially working including summer vacation in it. I'm just really not a gamer, so I'm going with vacation.
To 1-1 right now.
I'm gonna claim. I'm gonna say console because it is more rare. Like a new console comes out like once every like 5-6 years. Like,
yeah,
you can go on a vacation like multiple times a year.
I remember when I had the PS4 and then I bought the Xbox One and it felt cheap because like I was like I bought a parallel system and I was like this doesn't feel the same.
No,
I had to wait for the next jump. Nick,
this is tough. I think I'm going to go console here. Yeah, I'm going to go console. It just feels it's monumental. It's
3-1 in favor of console, KB.
Oh man, versus vacation.
First day of vacation.
I was such a vacation enjoyer. I remember, like, I could not fathom that, like, people and, like, other kids got to permanently live.
Oh yeah,
in like Port St. Lucie, Florida. I was like, they live there.
Where my family is, Port St. Lucie.
Like, holy fuck!
What a cut.
Let's go, yeah. Mets.
Vacation for me, but it's so close.
It is 3-2 in favor of console.
I am going to go console because to me, winter break, getting my PlayStation 3, that's when vacation started. That was when it started. That's when the pleasure
began. I'm fine with that win.
Mm-hmm.
So console is moving into the finals. And on the other side, we have the number 3 seed doing anything that you would typically have to do with your parents. Without parents, going up against the post-trip shower. Start with you, Rudy.
Man, the camping thing is sort of fucking this up because that really hits crazy. But doing things without your parents is just such a moment. Like, I can fuck this up on my own terms. That's nice. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the freedom of no parents.
No parents, KB.
No parents. Now that we've talked about it, the first time hopping in a car with your boys.
Yeah.
And going anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to get Swisher Sweets.
Just going on the interstate.
In the world's shittiest car.
Yeah.
Horrible car. Driving just horribly.
Yeah. Like a 1996 Honda Civic that doesn't work.
Just worse than that.
Yeah. A very run-down Miata, I think, was one of ours.
The one my buddy had was indistinguishable. They didn't know. It was like a mutt. It was like it's a mix of something.
Or the
mix of something.
It's a mix.
Cops
looking
at the car.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Nick.
Yeah, it's got to be parentless.
Mud car is so funny.
Yeah, it just came in here.
No parents.
It just came. We rescued it.
It showed up at our doorstep. We love it to death.
Can you buy this car? Or we have to put it down otherwise.
It's bad.
We're in a no-kill shop.
Your mom's friends see it and they're like, aw.
Yeah. Look at it.
Yeah.
Kind of stinks.
Nice thing.
Had to get it spayed. Tommy.
Yeah. Independence.
Independence. Clemmer.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, it's a clean sweep.
It's pretty tough to beat for me.
Yeah, so now we have getting the compliment on your shoes from a black guy versus the first major purchase that you make on a non-responsible item. Clever.
It's first major purchase, I guess, but it's close.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, the black guy's never happened, and the purchase is a mixed feeling. But I did just buy a new jacket, really.
That's a nice jacket.
And I felt good about it. It was $500.
$500 jacket?
Yeah, Fights talked me into it because the description says it could be a family heirloom. So to me, that's an investment.
Yeah.
When my grandkids walk around in that jacket, I won't even remember how much I spent on it. So,
because you'll have Alzheimer's?
Oh, man.
It's dark.
No, I'll go with the jacket.
So you'll have Alzheimer's for any of us.
Yeah, two for the purchase.
I can't wait to go to your funeral. I'm going to piss all over your grave.
I would make my goal to outlive you.
Good luck with that.
I probably have better
Plummer was born to be 90.
Yeah, I'm going to live a good chunk of people on this show right now, especially you, Phil.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Two for the purchase, Phil.
The purchase, just because I've never gotten a compliment.
that makes it tough. Nick.
It's the compliment for me.
One for the compliment. KB?
Yeah. The compliment. I've had the opposite, too, which is heinous.
Oh, you got clowned?
Oh, no.
Not clowned. I showed up to a pregame, and like my boy, who's a sneakerhead, told the whole party that my Olympic sevens were fake because the red was orange, and then I was just stranded at that party in fake shoes, just looking at them the whole time.
Oh no!
I thought you were gonna get hit with a what are those?
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was pretty much that.
In like 2013, that's the end of you.
Oh yeah,
pretty much done.
Oh, yeah, what are those?
Yeah.
Didn't you get served at a party once? You walked in, a dude just danced in front of you.
Yeah.
You
just had...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than getting served.
It wasn't a party. It was a dive bar.
Yeah, you walked right in. It served you.
It wasn't even like a club.
You just turned around and left.
I left.
You mean like someone served you papers?
No,
like,
no, he got served.
Oh, that, getting served in that worse. Way is much worse than a subpoena.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we have 3 for the purchase, 2 for the compliment, Rudy.
This is going to be tough for me because it's either Turkish Airlines first class or the cosign of a black man. Both the definition of class and elegance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have to go with the compliment from mm-hmm. a black man. I have
that's your lifelong goal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning, you're like, all right.
Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning and my goal is that for a black man to say, oh, you got that shit on.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
That's you're shooting too high. You need to lower your bar for the compliment.
Call me a dreamer. Yeah. Call me a dreamer.
So we are 3-3 right now. I think between these two, we kind of touched on it earlier with the purchase thing. Like, there is a level of, like, you feel bad about it in a way, or irresponsible, or, like, you look at your bank account and you're like, fuck. So, like, I think I would go with the compliment. There is no downside.
Are you hiding purchases from your fiance?
She has access to all my accounts.
Really?
She knows.
Simp.
She knows every dime I spend on everything.
Kyle, are you hiding purchases?
Yeah. All. I do have a debit card.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Nice. So the compliment is going up against the doing anything without your parents, starting with you, Rudy.
I'm all in on the compliment. It's my lifelong dream, my goal, my ambition, my credo, everything.
1 for the compliment, KB. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... I guess it's never happened, so I don't know the thrill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with the compliment.
Okay, 1 for the compliment.
We might as well be picking, though, it's like, oh, first time we won a Super Bowl. Like, we don't know what it's like. We're just imagining. Like,
there's a chance.
So I've had other articles of clothing, nothing, but the sneaker or the shoe would be the...
Well, Ken Jack did say windbreakers count, so...
Hey, yeah. That windbreaker counted. That felt... I lived off that for a week.
Like, black people wear windbreakers?
No.
I don't know.
Not the Ken Jack version.
Tommy. They don't.
Maybe like Blasians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick,
I'm sorry, what's this up against?
Be doing anything without your parents.
I gotta go with the independence. This is mm-hmm. the compliment had a good run, but this is best feeling.
You're right, that
mm-hmm.
hitting the road.
So 2-1 in favor of the compliment,
like
independence.
In your mind, you're like, we can go anywhere, but between you have $34.
Yeah.
Between all of you. Yeah.
So we're 2-2, Tommy.
I'm going with the independent. I've never experienced the other one, so I'll go with thinking that first mall trip. I'm going with that.
Oh, the God. Other huge part about the independence one is when you're chilling at your boy's place, and you're like, I can go home when I want.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the car.
You got to be nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could also just, and at any point, your boy's sitting there, like, hey, want to go to Wendy's or whatever? Like,
that was it. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Just go to fast food.
The first mall trip, though, I went up there. I bought a red wall book from Walden Books, and I bought. a deck of magic cards, a spider deck.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe you never had an athletic achievement.
I know, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was too busy building my spider deck in Magic the Gathering.
So we are 3-2.
I'm going with the independence.
Independence.
I mean, it's the first time. That really was the beginning of being an adult. I think when you get your car, you get your license, and you can drive or go hang out with your buddies, like that's the first time you're really, I think, a grown up.
Mm-hmm. So the finals is going to be the first time that you do something without your parents that you typically do with parents versus the first. You're buying a new console, like the first night without with a new console.
Good championship. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
good bout.
Good championship. Clemmer, you're first.
It's a fine championship, but this is a blowout to me. This is absolutely all about the independence. It changes everything.
Mm-hmm. 1 for the independence.
Same. I've been voting against the console the whole time. Stick.
Not a gamer.
Console.
1 for the console. Nick,
the second you live without your parents too, you're gonna open up a whole.
I know. Imagine that, Phil.
Possibility.
I know.
Let him live. He's saving so much money.
Yeah,
he is.
Sure is. Nick.
Independence.
3 for independence, 1 for the con.
As you say independence, let him live, Nick.
Yeah, David. Well, he's it's his choice. Right, Meek?
He's got a fucking house. He's got to live on his own.
Yeah.
Honestly,
grow up.
It's a free country.
No one's saying it's not, Phil.
Free country, so, get your own apart.
Yeah, you should enjoy the free country and enjoy all that it has to offer.
This is the year that a goal for us this year is we're trying to make Meek feel a man. We're going to take him to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get him his own apartment. We want Meek Phil to really shine this
Phil, year. How do you think you do it alone?
Fine. I think I'm pretty low maintenance.
I mean, you don't even have to be alone. You could live with a...
Have a roommate if you want to. If
Glenny?
Yeah. Glenny Balls.
You can Glenny Balls on the Long Beach house.
Wait, Tommy. You do it.
Yeah, Tommy smokes.
Live with Phil.
Yes.
No. I've got my own apartment in July.
You guys living together would...
That'd be great.
No.
Tremendous.
I think that'd be really good. I think that should happen.
Phil, how about that? Would you live with Tommy?
I mean, I would, but I know he wouldn't.
Oh,
that's correct. That's a correct decision.
Think about it, Tommy.
You're an asshole, Tommy.
Yeah, you are.
How about nice kid.
How you feel about Rosewood Island?
Yeah.
I don't want to
be... Well, you can't live with me. I'm married. Yeah. But I'd love to have him on the island.
I would not want to be anywhere in the vicinity of Chris Klammer.
No way.
I just gave you a compliment.
Yeah. You're not a black guy.
Yeah,
I guess not. Kind of
much. KB?
Yeah, going to... Independence barely.
Way closer than you would thought. So
yeah, because like being 10 and having the Xbox for the next like 5 days of Christmas break, it might be a little bit better than going to like Quaker Steak and Lube, but it isn't. It isn't.
So the Independence is going to win, but Rudy?
Yeah, I'm fine with Independence. It's very close, but yeah, the Independence is where you learn about yourself, you know? And that is nice because in the console, I'm like, wow, look at how Anakin is growing. And then you forget that I'm not Anakin. Xbox shuts off. I crawl back into my bed and I realize that I don't live on Tatooine. I don't have.
That's actually a blessing.
I don't have the Force. Mm-hmm. I can't wield a lightsaber. I'm not fucking Natalie Portman.
That part was the most devastating out of all of it.
Yep.
So the winner of the episode, the bracket episode 162, is the first time you get to do stuff without your parents. Worthy champion,
rightful winner, very rightful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we all love our parents.
Yeah, that's.
But we love Independence too.
Yeah. So that's the episode. We'll see you guys next week. Where the fuck? How is Rudy still the last one here? Unbelievable.
Rudy boy.
Rudy has two monitors up. Whoa. Rudy has two monitors up. One of them is fishbowl, and then one of them is Sauce Gardner breaks par at Trump's golf course.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. That's making it. That's making it on.